Egypt figures in today's geo quiz. When you think of Egypt, you usually think of the Great Pyramids and ancient mummies. This week, though, shark attacks are in the news. They've happened in the waters off Sharm el Sheikh. That's the popular Egyptian tourist resort. One attack was fatal. An American shark researcher is on the scene now to help investigate.
Well, I'm sitting at almost the tip of the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, where desert meets the sea, and this is a beautiful place. The interest, of course, in having me here was the fact that there have been 5 shark attacks in the last week.
So the researcher pinpoints Sharm el Sheikh as being where the desert meets the sea. Question for you is, which sea? We're going to hear more about those sharks and get the answer to our quiz in just a few minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Egyptian beach resort of Sharm el Sheikh is described as a place where the desert meets the Red Sea, and that makes the Red Sea the answer to our geo quiz today. Right now, though, Sharm el Sheikh is no swimmer's paradise. Shark attacks have left one tourist dead and others maimed. Egyptian authorities have called in outside shark experts to help with the investigation, and one of them is an American researcher. His name is George Burgess.
I'm here to interview lots of people, eyewitnesses, get background on what the environment's like, what were the activities of the victims, what kind of clothes were they wearing, were they doing anything provocative, and of course, gaining a real understanding of what the sharks were doing.
So what have you learned so far?
Our investigation is still underway, and so I'm not at liberty to divulge too much until we get to the end, but these attacks have occurred in an area where there's very steep drop-offs on the reefs that allows both oceanic species and inshore species to be among the group of suspects.
A couple of things that are being floated as possible explanations for why this is happening right now. The apparent dumping of animal carcasses in the ocean, the scarcity of tuna due to overfishing, climate change affecting water temperatures. Are these some of the things that you're looking at?
Absolutely. The dumping of animal carcasses is always a provocative act that's highly attractive to sharks. And it's safe to say, without fail, that this isn't the result of a single rogue shark that's been doing all of the acts.
What kind of sharks are they that are in this area?
Well, the likely candidates are two open water sharks, the oceanic white-tip shark and the short-fin mako. Both of which are what we call blue water sharks.
How big are the sharks?
They get to, in the case of the oceanic white tip, to about 10 feet in length, and in the case of the short-fin mako, 15, 16 feet or so. Both of them have well-designed teeth and obviously can do some damage if they bite a human.
Well, they have obviously done a lot of damage already. One person who was killed and 4 people who apparently had some limbs torn off. I'm curious, when a shark attacks someone like this, why does the shark not finish what it starts? Because these 4 victims survived.
There are differing reasons why some people make it and some don't. The most common one is simply that the person is able to get out of harm's way afterwards fairly quickly. And of course, then having expert medical attention quickly to avoid bleeding out. So sharks attack large sea mammals and stuff. We got a little bit bigger brains than they do, and we've got boats and all. Therefore, we as humans probably survive some of these attacks better than some of the sharks' natural prey items. It's hard to sometimes separate oneself from the odds of being attacked and the very personal emotions when you see victims. But we do need to remember that with an average of 65 such incidents per year, if you divide that by the billions of human hours spent in the water, one's chance as an individual of actually being attacked, far less dying, are pretty close to zero.
That's George Burgess, who is the director of the Florida Program for Shark Research at the University of Florida. He is now in Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt, on the Red Sea being the answer to our geo quiz.